Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal and administrative, and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is, oh my gosh, September 1st. New month, Wednesday, September 1st, and we are still here month after month answering your financial questions. You know, Mark and I moved the show to a daily podcast in March of 2020, March 14th to be exact. And I think that when we did that, we thought it would just be a few, let's just do this for a couple of weeks while things are crazy during COVID nuttiness and financial fallout from COVID. And then more and more of you started asking us questions. And it was amazing. Like, our audience grew exponentially. And so we're still trying to grow our audience, and we want to rely on you either through word of mouth, or maybe you can just send this podcast to someone you think could benefit from some common sense approach to money that Mark and I have developed. We'd love to have the audience get bigger and bigger and bigger and help more and more people. So send this podcast to someone you think would benefit from it, and we would appreciate that. And by the way, if you could leave a rating and a review, even better. I'm not sure why. Mark always says, just tell them to do it. Okay, I'm telling you to do it. All right. Today, we are joined by Erin, and she's on the line from Salt Lake City. Hi, Erin. What can we do for you?
So I'm wondering about whether it makes sense to convert some of my traditional IRA into a Roth and the tax consequences or benefits.
Okay, great.
Of that.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
We are retired.
Mm-hmm.
And 64.
And you said we, so you're married?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
There's a we there.
And we've filed jointly.
Okay, good.
I've looked at filing individually, and that's not beneficial at this point.
Yeah, it never really is, actually. Very rare instances. Tell me, what is the income that you're living on?
About $80,000 a year taxable.
And is that likely to remain about the same going forward?
Yes.
Okay. So how much money do you have in the traditional retirement environment?
There's about $600 in traditional retirement. Sorry, $850,000 in traditional retirement.
Yep.
$1.3 in non-retirement investments.
Okay, that's great.
Okay, so we have $750,000 combined in Roth.
Great. Okay, fantastic. In terms of the income that you have, that $80,000 a year,
yes,
is that enough for you guys to live on? Are you pulling a lot more money out of your retirement account to supplement that, or does that include some money you're pulling?
No, we're not using any of it.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. You got some kids, you got some grandkids, what's going on that front?
No.
No.
None of the above.
I love that. That's why you have so much money and you seem very calm.
I just heard a funny line the other day on TV. Somebody was, I don't even know what it was. I don't know if it was a commercial, but this guy said, okay, I'll have children when I tire of having free time. And it gave me.
That's awesome.
So we do support a fair amount of charity.
Oh, that's great.
Financially.
Okay.
Which is sort of our goal. And you know, we set up our estate.
Excellent.
To support that.
Excellent. Now, tell me this. You own a home?
Yes.
Okay. Any mortgage that is outstanding?
No.
You going to plan to stay in this house for a while?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, you don't sound happy about that.
Well, you know, it's more than we need, but the reality is what we know what we have.
Okay.
So,
how much is it worth, would you figure?
$500,000.
Okay, great. Well, okay, here's the good news. You know, most of the income that you have, married filing jointly, is being taxed at, you know, around 12%. Married filing, right? Okay, so then the next chunk of money is at 22%. And I would suggest that you may want to begin to convert some of this traditional money into Roth, but maybe you don't have to go so fast. So essentially, you could say, okay, I've got $850,000 in traditional. Maybe I could convert, you know, enough to keep me in that 22% tax bracket. I mean, you could go up to 24%. I could almost make an argument that 24% on that income is pretty cheap as well. But maybe just a little bit at a time, and you look at 22% tax. You pay the tax with the money that's in the non-qualified assets. Now, the one thing I would say is that, you know, you don't have to kill yourself either. You're in a great shape. You're not touching this money. So you're just maximizing the tax bet more than anything else.
Right.
So I think that would be my suggestion. And then, you know, if you ended up, let's say, 5 years from now, instead of having 850 in your traditional, you have half that much. That seems fine.
Right.
I mean, I guess that in any given year, if you find yourself, you know, sort of saying like, let's just do more of it. To pay a 24% tax also is no big deal. It really isn't. So I think that either way you do it, I think a little bit at a time, especially in the beginning, makes sense. I don't want to burn up all of your liquidity, you know, in that non-qualified account. I don't want to cause you tax problems by you having to sell stuff in there. But maybe like a little bit at a time, you say, I'm going to do this. And of course, having a Roth is certainly a good asset to leave to someone who would actually pay taxes. The Roth, it would not necessarily be the best asset to leave a charity because they don't have any tax consequences, right? You're prepaying the taxes. So do you have anyone else you'd be thinking about leaving money to in terms of the down the line non-charitable?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We've split it 50% to family.
Okay. So those people would be very psyched to get a Roth asset more than any other asset because the tax been paid already. But again, I don't think that you're in, like, you don't have to do it all. And especially given your situation, I think it's like a nice thing to do, but I also wouldn't go nutty with it. I think you're in great shape. Keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, if you decide that something is going to change or you have some strange tax event that occurs that either has you go down in tax bracket or has you go up in the tax bracket, then you can always choose not to do this. But it's within your control. Go slow. I think you're in great shape.
Okay.
Okay. First day of the new month. Well, maybe what you say to yourself is, I too have a Roth conversion question. Or maybe I have a question about education. Or I have a question about my own career. Don't ponder this question by yourself. Mark and I are here for you. So use us. We'd love for you to do so. Please, please, please. It doesn't have to be as difficult as maybe we all make our financial lives. So send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com, askjill@jillonmoney.com. And don't forget to put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Okay. Grit, growth, grace. We'll talk to you tomorrow.